What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Dream a Little, the podcast that's all about helping you feel confident about your kink. I'm your host, Lo, and I had so much fun recording this episode, you guys. Today's guest is my little. You know him as Frank, probably, but to me, he's baby. So we're going to be covering some frequently asked questions you guys sent me on Instagram and sharing a little bit about our dynamic. For those of you who are new here, I'll give you a little bit of backstory. I'm a lifelong ABDL. I used to identify as a switch, but for the past couple years, I've definitely felt more like a mommy. My fiance TK is not a little at all. So he lets me have this relationship with Frank. So I have an outlet for all my kinky mommy fantasies. Our relationship is pretty unique in that way. And for those of you who are wondering, my boy and I are not in a 24/7 dynamic. We're long distance and we interact with each other in a vanilla way a good amount of the time. We prank each other, roast each other, and being ABGL is just a small part of our dynamic. If you guys want to reach out to my boy and see pictures and videos of him and us, you can find a link to his Tumblr in the show notes of this episode at thelittlelounge.com/151. That's thelittlelounge.com/151. On that same page, you'll find a video of my latest nurturing mommy role play. I know we're all spending a little bit more time at home lately, so if you feel like you need a little bit of help getting into little space, or you want to know what it's like to have a nurturing mommy like me, be sure to check it out. All right, this has been a long intro, so I'm not going to make you wait any longer. Let's do this. Here's part one of two. Stay tuned for part two next week. So, what's your favorite thing that we like to do together?
Oh, whoa, we're just going right in.
I
thought it was going to be like, okay, we're going to start now. I thought there was going to be like a bell or a whistle or something.
It started.
Oh, wow, okay. I'm not ready. Okay. I'm just kidding. Okay, what's our favorite thing to do together?
Yeah.
Should I answer for just me or for both of us? Are you going to answer these two?
I have some notes too.
Oh, okay. I don't have any notes. Is that okay?
Oh, you're winging it.
Maybe.
It better be good. It better be good.
I can't promise it will. Okay. Anyway, so we both really like scary movies. Cheesy scary movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite thing to do with you was after you give me my bath and lay out my jammies and put them on so I'm all cozy, was to get on the couch and watch cheesy scary movies with you. We might have a beverage of choice, mine in a bottle, obviously, but just to kind of sit down, get cozy, and watch scary movies was my absolute favorite. We would watch one, and then we'd be like, okay, let's watch another. And then we would watch that one and say, okay, just one more. We're getting like a little bit drunk and giggly and just laughing the entire night, and it was the best. We would do that like every night.
Yeah, it was the best because, you know, TK doesn't like to watch scary movies, so I never really get to watch them. And they're not even that scary. They're actually just terrible a lot of the times, and that's what makes it fun.
We watched one, and one of the main characters probably said five words throughout the entire thing, and his acting was the absolute worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It made it so much better.
It was awesome. Well, I'm surprised that you weren't going to mention something kink-related, personally.
Well, it was kind of kink-related because I was still in my diaper. Like, I never, like, even though we were drinking, I never had to get up to use the bathroom because I was basically wearing my potty.
That's true. And last time, well, during our first trip, we watched a single scary movie. You were pretty much watching like cartoons and like little shows the whole time.
Yeah, I don't even know how it came up. I think it came up after our first trip and I was like, do you like scary movies? And you were like, actually. And so we made it a point this time, but it was so much fun that we did it like, it's like how we went to bed every night. And I say went to bed, but we were up until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning just watching these terrible things.
Trying to stay awake, falling asleep on each other.
We would fall asleep midway through and then say, okay, let's do another one.
I'd be drooling on you and then I'm like, okay, I'm up. Okay, you lay on me and then you'd fall asleep.
We would just switch.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm pretty sure that you know what my favorite thing is. If you know me, well, let's see if you know me.
Whoa! I don't know. I'm on the spot now. Oh, I know. Was it nursing?
Duh. Anyone listening to this who knows me would... Whoa.
That was my phone.
Are you okay? It's all right. I can still hear you. We're good. Is your phone okay?
We'll figure it out later.
But yeah, nursing. I mean, I love the scary movie part, of course. But nursing is something that we can role play all day, but it's very different when we're in person. And I just felt like the second trip, for some reason, it just felt even more special than the first time. And we did it for longer, and we did it more often, and just like looking down at you and listening to the little noises you make. It was just so nice and so relaxing, but also so hot and sexy at the same time. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most, and that was my favorite part.
Can I tell you what made it different for me this time around?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but everyone else doesn't know. I was getting like, what, probably 4 hours of sleep a night while you were here? Because even when you're not here, I'm still only getting like 4 hours of sleep a night. But we got to the point where we would nurse, or I would nurse from you. And I fell asleep while nursing. Like, there wasn't a role play or anything. Like, I for real fell asleep, and then I would open my eyes back up and you were like still there, just kind of holding my head and reassuring me that everything was okay. And then after that point, it was all I want to do now. It like changed me forever.
Okay. How much did you like it on a scale of 1 to 10, like the first trip? And then how did that improve by the second trip?
The first trip, on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being I absolutely hate it, 10 being this is the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
I was over the midway point. It was more than a 5. So it was probably about a 7 or so the first time we did it. And then the second time after that time I nodded off and came back to, I mean, this happened 3 or 4 times throughout that whole session. But after that point, now it's like a 9, 9.5, dare I say a 10 sometimes, but it grew
wow.
that much. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I love it. I love it. And I'm looking forward to, you know, doing it again very, very soon. I think about it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, we role play it every day for the most part.
Yeah. So what was your favorite sexual moment when we were together? Why are you laughing?
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
I wrote down something and okay. I know what you're going to say because it's the same thing that I wrote down. You go ahead. You tell it.
All right. I don't even know how to begin with this one. So anyway, there was one point in the trip where you wanted to use the Hitachi wand on both of us. I was in a diaper, of course, as I was the entire time you were here. And so I'm laying down and you're on top of me. And the plan was to use it on both of us. And so in the beginning, it was great. It was hitting both of us. I was really enjoying it, having a great time. But as you got more and more into it, you kind of leaned forward. And as you did, it brought your entire body up mine, bringing you and the wand with it. And as it progressed, the wand wasn't even on me anymore. It was on my stomach. So you were having a great time. I could tell you were very into it. And I don't want to interrupt you and tell you that it wasn't even on me anymore. It was just riding my stomach. So I'm getting like this friction burn as you're going crazy on top. And I was like, wow, I can't say anything. So I
waited. Well, you tried to. And I was like, can you just like, don't talk, like just stop squirming, lay still. Like,
yeah. What people don't know is you want me to be a baby nonstop. So once I started talking, you're like, nope, stop. And so I was like, okay.
I had no idea.
I'm like hurting. I'm in physical pain. And so you finish finally and you kind of roll off and I'm like, okay, here's what happened. And I told you what happened. I showed you the burn on my stomach and we just died laughing. Like we were rolling around laughing.
Turns out I was Hitachiing your abs for like 20 minutes.
It hurt. It honestly hurt.
I'm like, did you come? You're like, no.
I sure didn't. It was the longest 20 minutes of my life. I'm like, well, she's into it. So I just kind of went along with it. And I was like, I'll just let you know after.
You're a trooper. Yeah. So even though that wasn't a sexy moment, like at all in the slightest, it's one of my favorite sexual moments as well.
I'll never forget it. No. We still bring it up. Like we were both there.
I was laughing so hard my stomach hurt.
That's how that whole trip went. But yeah, I was like, oh my God. I was like, wait until you get a load of this. That's all I was thinking as I was like doubled down in pain.
So sorry about that, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's the first time you said sorry about it.
Well, it did give us some good laughs, so I didn't really want to apologize for that right away.
Yeah, it was worth it.
All right. Well, someone wants to know, what do I feed you? Why are you laughing?
Because people think you're so nice when really you just love to see me in pain or uncomfortable and all of that.
What?
So
we do,
yeah, okay. So we nurse quite a bit, right? Well, I nurse, but obviously you're not producing any milk. So we have to supplement with formula, baby food out of a bottle, which is not bad. I really don't consume too much dairy in my everyday life. So that was a lot of dairy to take in, which kind of destroyed my stomach.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the worst thing.
We'll get vegan kind next time.
Yeah, we're gonna try something else. But other than the formula, we also do baby food, and some of it's actually pretty good. I think the mango, right, was one of my favorites.
The sweet potato one too.
Sweet potato. But we were at Target this time around, and you saw chicken and gravy. And this is chicken and gravy baby food. So it's just out on the shelf with everything else. It doesn't have to be refrigerated, nothing. I was like, are you sure? I mean, I'm sure you're sure. You're not the one eating it. But I was like, wow, okay, I guess I'll play along. And so one night you opened it up, and I swear to God, it was the worst smell of anything I've considered food ever in my entire life. It smelled like cat food, but like old cat food, old wet cat food. And so I was like, okay, this probably won't be good, but I'll play along. And so you started feeding it to me, and it tastes exactly how it smelled. Like, I've never ate cat food before in my life, but this tastes how cat food smells. And it was so bad. I started gagging like instantly. I was like, okay. I was like, she's going to feed this to me, and she's going to get, because I'm almost throwing up at the table. That's terrible. They're just like, maybe I'll have one or two more spoonfuls and we'll call it a night. But you fed me the entire thing, and I was pleading to you. I was like, please just try it, just so you know what it's like. And you refused. I was like, what? How is this fair? Oh, God.
And just so everyone's aware, this is like, the color of it was disturbing, too. It was like a pinkish gray color.
Yeah, it was pink. It was so bad.
I'm surprised you didn't just put your foot down and be like, listen, lady.
You would not have stopped.
You don't know that. No, actually, I had to stop because I don't do well with other people gagging, and you're gagging really hard.
I thought for sure I was going to throw up at the table, and I was like, well, this is what babies do.
We are all about the authenticity of the scene, you know?
It's all about being real.
Yeah.
Having a real feel to it.
That, I mean, I got a little whiff of it, and we've even placed bets and things, and I would never bet on that. Like, I would never try.
I try. I don't win many bets, but when I do, I try to make them worthwhile. And you refuse to eat the chicken and gravy every single time. I was like, I didn't know we could
obviously
refuse things.
You know what the problem is?
What?
We don't have a safe word.
Well, it's chicken and gravy. That's my new safe word.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So how do we deal with the distance?
Well, it's like any other long distance relationship, I think. I mean, we talk a lot, like hours every day. Most of it through text, which has us gotten us in trouble a couple times, because through a text, you can't really hear someone's tone. You can't really, there's no body language to pick up on. So kind of whatever mood you're in or whatever mood I'm in at the time, that's the mood I take the text coming in. So, a lot of times it's not a problem, but sometimes it has caused an issue. But, when that does happen, we'll either, voice message each other and clear it all up, or we'll kind of talk it out. I mean, there's been times where we cleared up a misunderstanding for like a couple hours or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done that, but I mean, we just try to stay as up to date on our lives as possible. So I know what's going on in your vanilla life. You know what's going on in my vanilla life. But then we also, role play quite a bit every day. We'll send, vanilla pictures, kinky pictures, videos, both, vanilla and kinky throughout the day. So it's kind of like being there, just far apart.
Yeah. And we always know, what the other person is up to because we know each other's schedules. And if like I need to leave to do some work, I always give you like an estimate on when I'll be back. It's never like we just wake up and don't have any contact with each other, you
Yeah,
know?
right.
And
Yeah.
it's been, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say we always try to do that too. Like if we're gonna be gone, because we check in throughout the day constantly. So if there's any period of time, any period of long time that we know that we're gonna be out, we just make sure to tell each other. That way we're not talking to a wall for the most part.
Yeah, and it has been almost a year that we've been talking pretty much every single day. So I don't want to say we fight, but we do get
No.
into like misunderstandings and disagreements, just like a couple.
Yeah, it really, I mean, it's not a true fight. I mean, there's maybe been a couple times where it's almost a fight. My problem is I never choose the right word. Like, I don't know, you're better with words than I am. So I'll say a word with the intention that it's not malicious or anything, but you'll take that word and you have a bigger problem with it than I intended to put out there.
But you're getting better at it,
I'm
using your
trying.
words. That's why it's better when you're a baby, because like there's no excuse. You only know like five or six words. We're good.
Not a lot.
Yeah, I agree. And like we mentioned before, we set bets on sports back when sports existed.
I don't know what to do right now.
I know. And we're always, talking about our fantasies, and they're constantly like kind of evolving somehow in our virtual role play. Like we always come up with new situations. Like whenever something happens in my vanilla life, I'm like, oh, like imagine if he was here, and like what how would we do that? And we kind of like play off that. So it's always a little bit different and fresh. And then recently started adding like other characters, just
Yeah.
getting creative with it.
That's been very recent. That's a very recent development.
Yeah. So I'm like multiple personalities over here playing like three different people.
Am I talking to you? Am I talking to them? What am I, who am I dealing with right now?
We're working it out. And I think one thing that really helps is having a date to look forward to see each other next, as opposed to
Absolutely.
like keeping it open-ended. That's a little bit tough when it's like we don't really know the next time we're going to see each other. And lately, what we've been doing, what I've noticed is when we do check in with each other at certain points of the day, I kind of look at the time and I'm like, okay, if we were in person, like what would be happening around this time in our role play? And we kind of just like pick it up from there.
No, yeah, I've noticed that, and it's really nice because around dinner time every day, or when we do role play, it's different than when it's near bedtime or something like that. It's funny because a lot of times we'll be talking in a vanilla way, and then you'll ask if I'm tired, and I'm like, okay, is she asking like me or like baby me?
Yeah.
The response is the same anyway, but I
Yeah.
just don't even know how to approach
It's
it.
really like four people kind of in a relationship. Yeah. Another thing that helps me is looking back on like the pictures and videos from the past trips that we've had, and just looking forward to the trips that we're gonna have, and just trying to stay positive. You're better at it than me, but I'm working on
Well, you're
that.
getting better. Yeah. I'm working on my words, you're working on your optimism, I think, and we're both doing a good job.
That's right. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit about our story. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to tune in next week to hear part two. I'll see you then.